Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
I have some news that is totally going to make your 2020. Whoopi Goldberg has officially signed on for Sister Act 3 and will return to her role as our favourite part-time nun, Dolores Wilson.
There's got to be something around here that I can do that's not going to chip my nails or annoy anybody. You will join the choir.
The choir?
We're terrible.
This is going to be hell.
Tell me about it.
I can see you're absolutely riveted with joy.
Yeah, not one of my favourite movies, I must admit.
Well, I love it. Sister Act 3 will premiere exclusively on Disney Plus sometime next year.
Great. Alice Cooper has released a single from his upcoming album, Detroit Stories. The song, titled Our Love Will Change the World, is a cover of a Detroit band called Outrageous Cherry. And it's pretty cool.
Our love will change the world. Our love will change the world. Into a strange place that you won't recognise.
That album, Detroit Stories, is out February 26th.
It's like the Beatles meet Alice Cooper.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, if you're a huge Tina Arena fan, you'll love to know that she's touring. She'll be bringing her Enchanté tour to Perth's RAC Arena in May next year, with tickets already on sale and featuring all the big hits from Tina Arena's back catalogue.
David John Moore Cornwall, a.k.a. John Le Carré, the former British Secret Serviceman turned author, has died at the age of 89. Le Carré wrote Tinker, Tailor, Soldier Spy, The Little Drummer Girl, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, The Tailor of Panama, The Constant Gardener, and many others, some of which have been adapted for film and television.
My literary cover name of John Le Carré and my fictional spy, Mr. George Smiley, were born on the same day, on the same first page of the same first novel.
Basically, the original James Bond.
Pretty much.
And amidst the excitement of Taylor Swift dropping her surprise second album, Evermore, for the year on Friday, we missed another release. Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys dropped this poppy track called Matches, which features on her reissued album.
Like playing with matches, matches, matches. This might leave some damage.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.